It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey, hi there. Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert, Mary Gilbert Group, Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Mary, good morning. You are in Peoria, Illinois. Thanks for still connecting in so we can talk real estate this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kyle. And interesting being here. Definitely gives me a good look at the differences between where we live and different parts of the country.
Yeah, I bet. So today we're talking about late summer pricing strategies for sellers. Tell us more.
Yeah, so we are definitely, buyers are still active, but they're being selective, which makes pricing and watching the market response especially important.
All right, well, let's start local. What stood out in the market this week?
Yeah, so buyer activity really jumped. We had 58 pending sales this week. That's up from 36 last week. So that's an increase of 22 pendings in just 1 week and a strong sign that buyers are actively making decisions.
Now, are we seeing more homes come on the market too?
Yeah, new listings actually stayed pretty consistent. We had 53 new listings this week compared to 56 last week. So while the number of new homes coming on didn't change much, we saw a significant increase in homes going pending.
And I'm always curious about pricing, obviously important for what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and this is where it gets interesting. Price changes increased from 56 last week to 68 this week. So we have more buyers making offers, but we also have more sellers adjusting their pricing. So to me, that reinforces that buyers are active, but they're still paying attention to value. And we also saw back on market listings drop from 16 to 11 and expired listings fell from 22 to 11. Closed sales came in at 38 compared to 45 the prior week.
So what's a bigger takeaway from all that?
So the biggest takeaway is we still have buyers. So 58 pending sales tells us that, but 68 price changes also tell us sellers can't assume that increased buyer activity means every home is going to sell at any price. So buyers are choosing the homes where the price, condition, and overall value makes sense.
Which ties right into our conversation about late summer pricing.
Yeah, exactly. So the opportunity is here. The key is making sure your home is positioned to take advantage of it.
So if somebody is thinking about listing before the summer is over, how important is that starting price?
So especially right now, it's one of those most important decisions you're ever going to make as a seller. So we clearly still have buyers, but those buyers also have a lot of choices right now. So when several homes are in the same price range, they're comparing location, condition, updates, features, and price. So if one feels noticeably overpriced, the buyers are going to move on, and the sellers are going, where's my offer?
So is the strategy of pricing high because we can always come down? Is that more risky?
Yes, that is especially risky. So I understand why sellers think that way. Nobody wants to leave money on the table, but your strongest opportunity for attention may be when the home first hits the market. So if you spend those first few weeks testing a price buyers aren't responding to, you may eventually reduce it, but you've also lost some of that new listing advantage. That doesn't mean we price low. It just means we price intentionally.
And this being August and already mid-August, that adds another layer.
Yes, it certainly does. So school is starting, vacations are wrapping up, and buyers who wanted to move this summer are getting to the point where they need to make decisions. So if your goal is to sell this year, you don't necessarily want to spend the rest of August waiting for the market to catch up to a price that isn't supported.
So how does a seller know what well-positioned means?
Right. You have to get specific because Douglas County isn't one single housing market. You've got Northwest Roseburg, which can behave differently from Sutherland, Winston, Glide, Green, or Myrtle Creek. So even within Roseburg, neighborhood, price range, acreage, condition, and property type matters. So I want to know what the seller is competing against today. Like what's for sale, what recently went pending, which homes are sitting or reducing their price. Those things tell us where buyers are seeing value.
What do you do if the home's already on the market?
So we're going to look at the activity. So are the sellers getting showings or second showings? What feedback are the buyers giving? Are similar homes going pending while yours is sitting? So a lack of activity is information. Price isn't automatically the problem. Sometimes it's marketing, presentation, or condition, but sometimes buyers simply aren't seeing the value at that price. And the sooner we recognize that, the more options the seller has.
And strategic pricing doesn't mean being the cheapest house, right?
Yeah, not at all. So the goal is to position the home where buyers recognize the value and feel enough urgency to act. So for somebody thinking about selling between now and the fall, don't start with how high can we list that? Start with where does my home fit in today's market? There is still opportunity for sellers, and our weekly numbers show buyers are making decisions. And you want your home position to be the one they seriously consider.
And speaking of homes that buyers have an opportunity to consider right now, let's take a look at some of your team's newest listings.
Yeah, so we've got some great new options this week at a variety of price points. So actually, this one is listed with Oregon Life Homes. It's 766 West Union Street in Roseburg. It's offered for sale at $265,000. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath home with 952 square feet. And move-in-ready West Harvard location.
All right. And what else do we have maybe going up in price a bit?
Excuse me. The 2322 West Military Avenue. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, over 2,000 square feet. Offered for sale at $400,000.
And let's see here. That one I noticed, I was looking at that listing, a really cool peninsula kitchen with a bar and some great countertops and a wraparound deck, too.
Yes, and it's got that lower level fourth bedroom with its own bath and separate entrance. So maybe provide some different options for people. It's also got that large bonus room, two-car garage, and a fence yard. And this is listed with Jeannie Hackey, my partner at the Mary Gilbert Group, and Keller Williams.
All right, what about one out in Winchester?
Well, 299 Wild Fern, this is amazing. It's $465,000, and this has four bedrooms, two and a half baths. It's over 1,900 square feet. It's on 0.38 acres. The thing I like about this is that it does have common area around the house, so you're not sitting right next to neighbors. And if you're not familiar with the Wild Fern neighborhood, you've got the community in-ground swimming pool and sport court, so you can play pickleball in your own neighborhood. And there's only 40 homes that you share this with. But this house sits right on Winchester Creek. It's got a barbecue area, two fireplaces, and we just listed this for the sellers and myself and my partner, Sabrina, at Keller Williams.
All right. What about something in Sevelin?
Yeah, so this is in that Fairway Ridge subdivision just west of the golf course in Sutherland, 857 Durham Avenue. It's offered for sale at $559,900. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath with over 2,000 square feet, single-level home. It's got valley and mountain views, nine-foot ceilings with engineered hardwood flooring, quartz kitchen, large island, and double oven, listed with Stellar Realty Northwest.
All right, let's jump ahead to open houses and talk about what we have this weekend.
Yeah, so actually there's one starting today. If you're out in the Drain area, 696 Crow Avenue in Drain, it's going to be open today from 4 to 6 p.m., offered for sale at $403,000, 1,700 square feet. This is a one-level ranch home that has a remodeled bathroom and a bonus room in its fully fenced backyard.
All right, and what about Saturday?
Tomorrow, 2409 Southeast Chinaberry Avenue in Roseburg. Open tomorrow from 12 to 2. It's 415,000, 1,554 square feet. Hosted with Nate Johnson at the Neal Company.
All right, we're running out of time. I know you've got other ones as well. Spur Drive in Roseburg, Wild River Drive as well. What's your takeaway before we go?
Well, don't price your home based on where the market was a few months ago or where you hope it goes next. So look at what's happening today. Pay attention to your competition and be willing to adjust when the market gives you feedback.
All right, Mary Gilbert. MaryGilbertGroup.com, 2658 Northeast Stevens of Roseburg, 366-6080. And that wraps up Local Real Estate Today. It's 9 o'clock.